This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city and the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts, including Spotify. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. I want to welcome my co-host, Tess. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning to you, Macca.
Fiona, our producer, who's also on social media, on Twitter, and Paul on panel. Now, I want to talk about the name that we actually try to avoid speaking of, Israel Folau. He has a GoFundMe page to raise $3 million for his legal defence in his claim in the Fair Work Commission and potentially will end up in the High Court against Rugby Australia. Now, during Israel's career, he's earned at least $10 million. We know what he's talking. We know what he's been talking about and posting on social media.
Yes, we don't need to go through that again.
No. Anyway, this GoFundMe page. Last night at 7 o'clock, it had raised $370,000. It's in 2 days, and this morning at 10 a.m. it was about $480,000. Now, I want to draw a parallel.
That's about 15% of his target.
Yeah, so I want to draw a parallel. We're currently in the middle of the Joy Radiothon and fundraising. Now, when you donate to Joy, you can rest assured that every single dollar that you donate to Joy will be used to run this station, right? Joy does not fund other organisations or activities. It will be done to run the broadcasting of this station. Now, on the bottom of Israel Folau's page, there's a bit of a disclaimer. And it says...
Do tell, Macca. That he this is will under, be interesting.
That Israel is under no obligation to use the funds raised in a particular way with funding his legal expenses. Now, what that says to me is that there isn't an obligation for all of that money that's raised to go towards his legal fees. Now, bear in mind, Joy broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're trying to raise a couple of $100,000 over Radiothon to help with our running costs. We reach many, many, many thousands, over 500,000 people a month.
So what's he raising funds for, Macca?
Let me finish. 500,000 people a month. And I like to think and I believe that we do a lot of good. And the nature of Joy's work is do no harm.
But what's he raising funds for?
He's raising funds to help pay for his legal challenge and his legal defence in the Fair Work Commission against his sacking by Rugby Australia. So this is a man.
Now, but his disclaimer says that he doesn't have to spend the money on that.
That he does not. He has under no particular obligation. And what we'll do is we'll take a picture of that disclaimer and we'll post it on Twitter. That he's under no particular obligation to do that. Now, the reason I draw the parallel with what we do and what he's doing, Joy reaches thousands of people a month, as does, no doubt, Israel's posts, right? Yet, every single dollar that is raised in Joy is used to run Joy and to get the diversity message and the inclusion message and the independence message out there. Now, the other question that I have, and if we have any lawyers listening, any tax lawyers listening. If whatever amount is raised for Israel, Folau, for his legal expenses, is that regarded as income for him? And if so,
should that be declared and should he pay tax?
It would be taxable. Now, if the money is going to go direct to his legal team, he is also gained a pecuniary benefit. And also, that could be subject to tax. So I'm interested if there's any tax lawyers out there who can bring us up to date on this. But I want people to consider, right? If you donated to Joy, and then Joy then had the right to use that money, and they told you about this, and to his credit, it's a disclaimer on his GoFundMe page, but if Joy had the option to then use that money for something else, you know, to pay for TAS to get podiatry work done, right, or whatever, right, would that be an appropriate thing to do? I'm not going to get into the discussion about free speech. He is entitled to say what he wants, but I say, Israel, three words, do no harm. And what you're doing is you are harming members of my community, vulnerable members of my community, and other people are supporting you with donations, and they're entitled to. But you are not obliged to spend that money in a particular way on your legal expenses. Now, I don't feel comfortable with that. I think that is not correct. If this is for his legal expenses, then why not make a commitment, an absolute commitment, that that will be used only for your legal expenses? Why is that disclaimer in there? What do you think, Tess?
Oh, Macro, I think it's a very interesting issue. For me, it's pretty black and white. I think that if you are raising funds for a purpose, that's where the money should go, and it should be transparent and it should be declared.
Yeah.
I actually don't understand why people would contribute money, or certainly members of our community who would contribute towards this case. I don't understand why they would.
Look, I don't either.
It's freedom of speech. I understand.
Yeah, and I do, and I'm a supporter of freedom of speech. I know it has limits. My question is, why have you said you're under no particular obligation to ensure that's spent entirely on your legal fees? Doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I'm interested as to why that disclaimer is there. That it disturbs me.
I think, Macaram, this whole issue is going to go on and on and on. It's going to become a bit like Adani, quite symbolic.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes the politics get confused. Sometimes the messages get confused. But when I saw that, and I know some other media had written about it yesterday, I didn't know that until I actually went to the GoFundMe page. I hadn't read the articles.
Have you made a donation yourself, Macca?
What do you think, Tess?
Well, knowing you, Macca, you would have done something a little bit slapstick.
I did. I donated one cent, and the comment was, use this to buy a copy of the New Testament. It's a bit more up to date.
So the reason you made a 1 cent donation is because you could make a comment.
Yes.
So you decided your comment was worth 1 cent.
Yes. Yep.
There you go. That means you're now on his database, of course, Macca.
Yeah. Now, interestingly, you know, Israel has said that people like us, Tess, are going to go to hell, as are adulterers. And Paul Zara, a previous guest of ours, he actually made comment about this and said that he, at least going to hell, you'll be with people you know and it'll be warm. And I messaged him back, yes, but you're also going to be there with Barnaby Joyce because he's an adulterer. Imagine that, Tess. But then again, Barnaby probably won't be able to take any water with him to hell because the water's all gone somewhere else.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.